Good morning. Coming up on 7:40 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. And since it is the first Thursday of November, can you believe it? We have Lois Hendricks back with us from the Coffeyville Public Library. Good morning, Lois.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good deal.
Well, can you believe it's November already?
I can't. I just can't.
Well, lots of things are happening at the library this month. Daylight saving time begins this Sunday, November the 5th. Veterans Day is Saturday, November the 11th. And Match Day 2023 is Thursday, November 16th. And I have the flyer here. This is the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation presents Match Day 2023, Thursday, November 16th. And there are three ways to give to several of the organizations. We'll have this on Facebook, and I'll leave this also with you. They will match any funds that are given, and there are three ways to do it, and it'll show that on Facebook, and I'll also hand this to you. So that's a great opportunity. And Thanksgiving is Thursday, November the 23rd, which is also my birthday.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So the library will return to our winter hours on Monday, November the 6th from 9 to 7. Friday and Saturday will remain 9 to 5. The library will be closed on Saturday, November the 11th for Veterans Day, so we can honor our veterans. The library will close Wednesday, November 22nd at 1. Thursday, 23rd, and Friday, the 24th, will also be closed for Thanksgiving. We will open back up on Saturday, November the 25th. Our special bookcase theme for November will be the Native American heritage. We have many books and movies to choose from. We also have a display for veterans of movies and books. And the round glass display in the lobby has fossils on display. These have been donated to the library, and they have little cards that tell what they are. And it's a very nice display. So come check it out. And this Saturday, the 4th, at 11 o'clock in the community room, the Coffeyville Friends of Animals from the shelter staff will be here with shelter animals. Any donation of pet food, treats, kitty litter, etc. will be greatly appreciated. November crafts and classes, Wednesday, November the 8th at 3, we will have painting with Karen in the community room. A sign-up sheet is available for you to call and sign up. And then Wednesday, November the 15th at 3:30, we will have a chipmunk embroidery class in the community room with also a sign-up sheet. Please call 620-251-1370 to sign up for these classes. And this month's book review is The Secret to Happiness by Suzanne Woods Fisher. And you can see that this is a Christian, it's an inspirational, it has the cross, it's a new book, it has a red dot, and it also is LT, which is large type. And that's a lot of people like that. Okay, this, The Secret to Happiness. Fired from her dream job after making a colossal mistake, Callie Dixon's escape to her aunt's house on Cape Cod for time to bounce back. Things go from bad to worse when Callie's cousin Dawn drags her to a community class about the secret to happiness. Happiness is the last thing Callie wants to think about. But instructor Bruno Bianco is relentless. He has a way to turn Callie's thoughts upside down. Her feelings, too. Bruno insists that hitting rock bottom is the very best place to be. But if that's true, how is it supposed to help her figure out what, who, or has been missing from her life all along? So what's Bruno going to teach her? Should be interesting. Okay. Check out, we're going right along here. Check out our Facebook for continuing things. And we also have a Thanksgiving poem by Bill Volkov. The wind pushes down the road, a warm breeze just warm enough. Thank you for a word, a whisper. So many colors surround, leaves falling, carpeting a soft path. Thank you for a life of memories so full and bright. a time of transition, neither summer nor winter, a time of rest, a moment to contemplate. Thank you for your patience as time, at times it's undeserved. A thought, a subtle gesture, a warm fire, an ever-dimming light. A time to gather together. Thank you for being summer, and I winter, yet we also meet in the fall. So, that's it. This is short and sweet. That's it for November. And as always, be kind to everyone and be thankful for the simple things in life. See you in December.
All righty, Lois. Well, a great reminder there. And we appreciate your update as always. And hope you have a great rest of your day and rest of your month.
You too. And I'll leave this match day and it'll be on Facebook so you can read further.
Well, wonderful. We really appreciate it. And yeah, match day coming up, that's going to be a big one. So thank you so much, Lois.
Thank you.
All right. And wait, we have lots more coming up, including a check of the news, so a little bit of programming from KC at Research and Extension. And then we will be talking with Lauren Osborne here in a moment. It's on the Mighty 690 KGGF.